From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama today urged Congress to quickly pass a tax compromise. NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports it comes after a key Senate vote.
In the Senate, President Obama's compromise on Bush-era tax cuts easily cleared the 60-vote hurdle the bill needs to proceed to final consideration. In the House, there's more resistance, generally from the president's own party. Some Democrats are concerned the package gives too much to the wealthy without getting enough in return for middle and working class families. President Obama spoke to reporters in the White House briefing room.
I understand those concerns. I share some of them. But that's the nature of compromise, sacrificing something that each of us cares about to move forward on what matters to all of us. Right now, that's growing the economy and creating jobs.
New polls show that at least 60% of Americans from both parties support the tax deal. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Republicans are hailing a ruling by a federal court judge in Virginia against provision of the Obama administration health care overhaul bill that would require people to buy health insurance. In his ruling, Judge Henry Hudson says the decision on whether to buy health insurance is beyond the reach of a clause cited by the administration in justifying the action. Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli hailed the ruling and explained what he expects will happen next.
I think it's a reasonable presumption that this will all end at the U.S. Supreme Court, and while we look forward to getting there, we're much happier to go with a win in round one.
The judge said he will let the law remain in effect while appeals are heard. The White House, for its part, has said implementation of the law will not be affected, noting major portions of the law, including the insurance requirement, don't take effect till 2014. A team of U.S. mediators flew to the Middle East today to try and advance regional peace talks. We get details from Shira Frankel.
U.S. Mideast envoy George Mitchell arrived in Israel today to try and push forward negotiations after the White House announced the collapse of direct Israeli-Palestinian peace talks last week. Mitchell will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tonight and with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Tuesday. Netanyahu said he welcomed the decision by the American team to abandon calls for a moratorium on Israeli settlement construction. Mitchell is expected to push for indirect talks on core topics, essentially seeking a series of compromises on individual issues. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
A slow-moving storm system has been heading east and continues to wreak havoc on roadways, leaving motorists in some cases trapped in their cars. Police in Indiana say they were able to reach more than 70 cars that became trapped on roadways. They found occupants were safe and warm in their vehicles. Crews have been using front-end loaders to remove some of the snowdrifts to free motorists. Storm system that's been crawling across the Midwest since Friday night has now moved into parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. Stocks beginning the week on a mixed note on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 18 points to close at 11,428. The NASDAQ was down 12 points today. You're listening to NPR. A group of veterans who've been discharged under a law preventing gays from serving openly in the military have filed suit in federal court. In that suit, filed in U.S. District Court in San Francisco, the group is seeking a court order that would declare the policy known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell unconstitutional and therefore unenforceable. Legal action comes just days after the U.S. Senate again blocked a military spending bill that also would have repealed the 17-year-old ban on gays serving openly in the military. Brett Favre's streak is over. The Minnesota Vikings have announced Favre is inactive for tonight's game against the New York Giants because of an injured shoulder. Favre had started 297 consecutive games dating back to 1992. More from NPR's Tom Goldman.
With all due respect to Cal Ripken Jr.'s record 2,632 consecutive baseball games, it's Brett Favre who's been the real Iron Man in American professional sports. Considering the violence of pro football and the fact that Favre risked life and limb each time he took the field, his 297 straight starts could stand for many years as the standard for sports longevity. It was a shoulder injury that finally got Favre. He was hit from behind at the beginning of a game against Buffalo last weekend. Favre bought a little extra time to heal when yesterday's game against the Giants was postponed after the roof at Minneapolis's Metrodome collapsed because of heavy snow. The game was rescheduled for tonight in Detroit, but the delay didn't help Favre. He was declared inactive late Monday and didn't suit up for the game. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
According to new figures from the Transportation Department, the major airlines for the year so far have collected more than $4.3 billion in fees for checked bags and for changing tickets. The airline taking in the most money for those fees, Atlanta-based Delta. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.